This is your classical break, your daily dose of classical music. I'm Tyler Alderson, and today we'll be listening to a bassoon concerto by Antonio Vivaldi. You wouldn't think you'd find a world-famous composer working as a music teacher at an orphanage, but that's exactly what Vivaldi did for most of his life. He worked at the Ospedale della Pietà, which was an orphanage run by the church. You could leave a baby there if you were so inclined. They would take care of it. In fact, they had a special window for that purpose. The babies would be left there, and then they could be brought in, and no one had to know who was doing the leaving. They eventually figured out that if they organized the kids into a choir and an orchestra, they could play concerts and they could get more donations. And their all-female orchestra became famous around Venice. The girls who showed musical talent were given a rigorous musical education and then plugged into the orchestra. And Vivaldi ended up at the orphanage in part because he was connected to the Catholic Church. He was actually an ordained priest, but he had a slight problem in that he couldn't say Mass, which is obviously a huge part of being a priest. He was apparently allergic to incense, he had asthma, among some other health issues, and so he had to do something other than the normal priest stuff, which led him to teaching music at this orphanage. Now again, teaching at an orphanage might not seem to be a huge career booster, but if you're a composer who now has a famous orchestra and choir at your disposal, it's a pretty good place to be. Vivaldi started getting commissions from all over the place. He traveled around Italy to Vienna and Prague, but he still stayed at the orphanage teaching there and composing music for them, which shows the value that that ensemble had in his career. Now, in an interesting side note, Vivaldi actually died on a trip to Vienna, and his funeral was at a church there, where at the time, the young Joseph Haydn was a choir boy. But Haydn didn't sing at Vivaldi's funeral because there was actually no music at all, which I think is kind of odd for a famous composer. It's one of those near misses in history. Now, because of the asthma and health issues that I mentioned before, playing the bassoon, which takes a lot of breath control, would have been out of the question for Vivaldi. He was a very good violinist, so it's not surprising that he wrote over 200 concertos for the violin. What is surprising is that he wrote 37 full concertos for the bassoon, which is second only to that violin. And we're not entirely sure why he wrote so many, although he did dedicate one of them to a bassoonist who maybe was a friend or a colleague, and there wasn't even a bassoon player at the Ospedale, so it's not like it was a hugely popular instrument. Whatever it was, he not only liked writing for bassoon, he was good at it, as you'll hear in this piece. Now, the basic structure for this and many of Vivaldi's concertos is three movements: fast, slow, fast. The orchestra, which is made out of strings and harpsichord, sets the mood in each movement before a soloist comes in. And then the bassoon part itself is highly technical. It's obvious that whoever Vivaldi had in mind when he wrote this was a very accomplished player. Here's the Gardner Chamber Orchestra in concert at the Isabella Stewart Gardner Museum in Boston with Vivaldi's 32nd Bassoon Concerto.
Thank you. Thank you.
I played the bass clarinet in high school, so I have kind of a thing for low woodwinds, and I love composers that use them beyond just the bump, 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 bump rolls that you get in so many different marches and even a lot of classical pieces as well. Thanks to the Gardner Chamber Orchestra for putting that up on the web, and thank you to the Isabella Stewart Gardner Museum. You can check out a ton of their concerts up online, gardnermuseum.org. Thank you for listening. If you have a chance, please rate and review this wherever you get your podcasts, iTunes, Google Play, Stitcher. I'm Tyler Alderson, and tomorrow we're going to be listening to a very English composer, Ralph Vaughan Williams, and his take on another English composer from a few hundred years back, Fantasia on a Theme by Thomas Tallis. See you then.